Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Bangladesh has begun 2 days of mourning after a group of seven Islamist militants killed 20 hostages and security forces rescued at least 13 hostages. Islamic State claimed responsibility for a late Friday siege on an upscale Dhaka restaurant. Kamal Hassan, a former foreign minister and law minister of Bangladesh, told VOA's Urdu service that terrorism has nothing to do with religion, therefore the Islamic State is not representative of Islam or the Muslim world.
I am amazed that in the middle of the 21st century, we are suddenly being presented with somebody who, in a most arrogant way, have arrogated to themselves the right to say that they are Islamic State or they are Daesh. Who has given them this right? I am a Muslim. I don't recognize any such thing as an Islamic State, I mean, such as they have set up.
The French news agency quotes a senior Bangladeshi minister today as saying the attackers had no connection with the Islamic State, but were instead members of a homegrown militant group. Reuters also quotes the national police chief saying the seven militants were all Bangladeshis and that authorities had tried to arrest them, five of them, in the past. Reaction to the White House report on civilian casualties in drone strikes was mixed in Pakistan, the country that has suffered the highest number of strikes and casualties outside of active conflict zones. Pakistan's Foreign Office issued a press release reiterating its call for an immediate cessation of drone strikes that violate the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Pakistan. The report said between 64 and 116 civilians were killed. A group of influential American lawyers and other top officials has begun an official trip to Pakistan by meeting with the country's military chief to discuss the situation in Afghanistan and efforts to strengthen Pakistan's border security. Speaking prior to the Americans' visit, Army spokesman Lieutenant General Asim Bajwa insisted Islamabad is committed to cracking down on militant groups involved in the Afghan conflict.
Pakistan is not at all sheltering anyone, and Pakistan is not aiding anyone, is not allowing its soil to be used for attacks across the border.
Relations between Washington and Islamabad have particularly deteriorated since the May 21st U.S. drone strike that killed leaders of the Afghan Taliban, the Mullah Akhtar Mansour, in Pakistan. Elie Wiesel, who survived the Nazi death camps to become a world-renowned author and Nobel Peace Prize winner, has died at the age of 87. Wiesel won the 1986 Nobel Peace Prize for speaking out against war, discrimination, keeping memories of the Holocaust alive, and suppression of human rights.
We teach by example. We live as examples. If we could reduce the hate in one person, I think that in itself would create a difference for the whole world. I believe in that, that whatever we do leaves a trace somewhere.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mourned Wiesel by saying he gave expression to the victory of the human spirit over cruelty and evil. President Obama called Wiesel a dear friend who was one of the great moral voices of our time. The Romanian-born Wiesel was shipped off to the notorious Auschwitz death camp in 1944 along with most of his immediate family. His parents and sisters were murdered, sister that is, but Wiesel survived the camp to start a career as a professional journalist. Britain appears to be heading to having a woman prime minister again 26 years after the country's first. Margaret Thatcher left office following a Conservative Party coup largely mounted over the country's membership in the European Union. Leading candidates to replace David Cameron as leader of the ruling Conservatives and the country's prime minister are now both women, the country's interior minister, Theresa May, and energy minister, Andrea Leadsom. Cameron announced that he was stepping aside as prime minister in October so a new prime minister could lead the country through the process of leaving the European Union in accordance with a nationwide vote to exit the EU. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.